The DNR has passed a rule package that tries to control manure at about 150 large-scale farms that have, for example, at least 700 dairy cows. The rules would require the capacity to store at least 6 months of liquid manure and put more limits on when manure can be spread, including limits based on the weather forecast. The state's Senate and Assembly Agriculture Committees are holding a joint hearing on the proposal. Senate Chair Dan Kapanke is a Republican from La Crosse. He says the DNR plan is too restrictive, including the requirement to not spread in advance of major predicted storms.
That is somewhat interesting in that we don't know what's going to happen in the next hour, usually much less the next 24 or 48. So it makes it difficult.
Joining Kapanke with concerns about the rule package are Assembly Agriculture Chairman Al Ott and farm groups like the Wisconsin Farm Bureau and the professional dairy producers. The groups are asking for the rules to be sent back to the DNR for changes. But several people who live near large farms, as well as groups like the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, say the DNR proposal is good. Attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says key parts need to stay in place.
Those two key measures, the winter spreading restrictions and the six-month storage requirement, are needed to prevent manure spills during the most critical period of the year in Wisconsin. That's February and March. Without those provisions in place, we're going to be seeing the same manure spills, the same problems that occur year after year in Wisconsin.
Hansen says the dairy industry is on the upswing and the manure rules would not stand in the way of expanding the industry. But lawmakers today may stand in the way of the rules. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.